Hello. Can you hear me, Chelsea? Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Oh, I kept saying hello, but your mic kept moving, but I don't have anything on in my background.
Oh, huh.
I hear it on your side.
You hear it now?
Yeah.
That's my dog. Hold on.
Is he like drinking water?
Yes. Hold on. That better.
Your mic picks up a lot of noise.
I know. I don't know how to make it not.
Don't either. You're good. And I think I start talking quiet because I can't hear myself. I don't know.
I didn't hear you at first.
Well, there was lots of noise, so I'm like just waiting for it to stop, and I was like, hello.
Didn't have the volume up, I don't think.
No, you're good. All right, I'm just gonna pause for a minute and then start because last time I went too fast and I couldn't like cut the yas out. So I'm just
Okay.
gonna pause here for a minute and then I'll start it if you're ready.
Yep.
Okay. Hey Chelsea, how are you today?
Good. How
Good.
are you?
Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of Real Talk with Des and Chelsea. This week, we're going to talk about visitation because me and Chelsea have two different visitation, and I'm curious how hers goes. And I've got an airport story because I know last time when we ended the podcast, I was saying I had to take my daughter to the airport. Well, I've got a story for all of you. All right.
Never had to deal with the airport, thankfully.
Well, you're lucky because we'll just start off with the story. So we woke up at 2 on Sunday. We left our house about 2:45, drove to the airport. We got there by 4, which is plenty of time, right? The ticket counter did not open. It said it was supposed to open at 4:30, and there was a couple in front of us, me and my daughter, and then a huge line behind us. The people did not come out until 4:50. Now, mind you, this flight was starting to board at 5:50. We still had to go through security, which was like an hour wait time on their board. It like tells you about how long the wait time is. I don't know how they planned for everybody to be to the gate on time, But let me tell you, we were not. So I got up to the ticket counter when it was our turn, and the lady could not get our tickets to print, which pissed me off. I stood at the ticket counter for an hour, and I'm just watching the time on my phone, and I'm like, okay, the flight is going to board in 20 minutes. We still have to get through security. Like, she's supposed to be the first one to board her flight, right? Because she's the minor.
Right.
Oh, no.
It's over.
It was not. We stood there. They asked me to go sit in a chair until they could get our tickets printed. It was 5:55. Like, the flight was already boarding. I got a text that the flight was boarding already. And we are still sitting at the ticket counter waiting for our tickets to be printed. So I looked at the lady and I'm like, you expect me to get her through security and a mile down to her gate in 10 minutes? Like, no way. So they walked us through to the security and like they was like, hey, you know, this is our fault. Let's hurry and get them through. Well, they started paging my daughter's name and was like, if you're not at the gate in 10 minutes, we're closing the door. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So we are running through crowds of people to get her to her gate. We got there at 6:25 and her flight was supposed to leave at 6:30. They had shut the door.
Oh, no.
And I looked at the guy and I was like, you either get her on the plane or you get your manager out here, because I was told that you would wait for her. And it's 5 minutes before the plane was supposed to leave anyways, right? Yeah, I was a
so
little.
So should they have not closed the door yet? Like, how soon before you fly out do they close the door?
Well, so the door wasn't supposed to close until 6:30, but they had a flight that was like coming, like waiting to get to that gate at the same time, pretty much. They like double booked that gate pretty much.
Okay.
But the manager, like, the whole time, I'm like, hey, this is your guys' fault. Like, you need to get her on this flight. Like, this isn't my fault for showing up late. Like, I was here way early. And so the manager's like, oh, no, they're going to wait for you, you know. And we get there and the door was shut. And I'm like, wait, I was hoping you were waiting for us. Like, no. So the guy was like, well, I can't call my manager. And I'm like, you call your manager or you get her on that flight, because it's going to be a bad day if you don't. Like, I was told something.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've never flown myself, at least, like on an like a bigger plane, passenger yeah. plane. So I think I've only been in the airport once, yeah. and that well, was to drop someone off.
They redid the Salt Lake Airport, and it's like very inconvenient. So the old airport, you would just walk in. It was all on one level, like. You just walked in, the counters were there for you to get your tickets, and then you'd go through security. Like, it was all on the same level. Well, the new airport, you have to go up to the third level to the ticket counters. Then you have to go back down to the second level to go through security. And then they have like this huge tunnel outside of security that you have to walk down to even get to the gates. Like, it's, I don't know who thought of it, but it's really dumb.
That sounds like a lot of.
And it's funny, they have like signs as you're walking through the tunnel and they're like, to this gate section, it's a 7 minute walk. To this gate section, it's a 15 minute walk. And I'm like, okay, like
maybe
this is dumb.
Walk the airport for like their, like you, our mall, if you go into our mall in the morning, like uh-huh. old people walk around the mall. Maybe well, they do that then. At the airport.
Well, you have to go through security and have a ticket to get back to that area. But I'm just like, and then you'd think that they would, like, have, like, those little golf carts or whatever, like, hauling people around. I think it's the Denver airport that has those. No, they don't. Like, you cannot hitch a ride on anything. You seriously have to walk or run to your gate.
That's horrible. It makes me never want to go on a plane. I was supposed to fly to Texas in May, the second week of May. And I'm, like, almost terrified because I've never... been on a plane. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna die.
It's not bad. You just have, it's really the airline that we work with. We fly her out with Alaska Airline, and we've always had issues with them since day one. So we're gonna try Delta, but it's really, we went with Alaska because like their little program is $75 to fly a minor, and Delta is $150. But I was talking to Braxton about it on Sunday, like when I got home, and was so frustrated. I'm like, for the extra money and So she has a layover on every flight. She lays over in Seattle, but with Delta, it's a direct flight. So I'm like, we might
Ooh.
as well pay the extra money and just direct fly her instead of have her, lay over and have to get on a second plane.
Well, and
And
then she's some random place without you guys and by herself and.
yeah, well, so they have to have the attendants with them the whole time. Like, they can't be left alone. And they have, like I was saying last week, the daycare center is what she calls it. So she's, with them, but I think it would just be better to have a direct flight and a flight or a airline that actually cares about their customers and,
I've never
make.
even heard of the Alaskan airline. Like, I've never heard anybody say any good or bad about it.
They don't really fly into a lot of places.
Well,
Like
maybe
they,
for a reason.
it was nice. It's nice because they fly from Salt Lake to like Billings and a couple of other places. But I've always either flown Delta, or when we went to Texas in January, we flew with American. Those are the only ones that I've ever flown with. I've never flown on Alaska myself, but
So
I know we're switching.
what was American? Was good, bad? I'm supposed to be flying in Dallas.
Well, we didn't have any problems like at the ticket counters or like with the attendants on the flight. I will say their planes are not as well taken care of. Like, we got on our second flight in Phoenix because we had a layover over in Phoenix, and then we flew to El Paso, Texas. And like the back of the seat Braxton was sitting in front of, like, it was all falling apart, and they have like the cell phone charging ports, and like it's hanging out with the wires, and I'm looking at Braxton. I'm like, are we gonna make it?
It's
I'm kind of questionable, but I mean, they weren't bad to work with. It's just their planes are just not well taken care of, I felt like. But for the price of our tickets, what do you expect to?
well, that's my thing. I'm like, where should I even look for tickets? Because I went out
Honestly,
of Fort Wayne.
when I came home on Sunday, I was looking at Delta's flights because I've heard Delta is a little bit more expensive. So I was just curious. But truthfully, after looking into it, they're actually way cheaper. They're the for one round trip ticket was the same price as buying, or yeah, it's the same price as one ticket. So like with Alaska, you buy two separate tickets. Like, you put you on a round trip, but you really pay for two separate tickets. With Delta, it's all under one price. So like Peyton is flying in June for her 3-week visit with her dad, and her ticket to get her there was like $150, but her ticket to get her home was $300.
Holy cow.
With Delta, it was $303 for the round trip there and back. So I'm like, why are we not doing
Because you're
that?
paying
Like,
almost $500 for her to.
plus the $75 at each airport. So
Oh, jeez.
every time we drop her off, like when I drop her off in Salt Lake, I gotta pay $75. When he drops her off in Billings to fly her home, he has to pay $75. So we're into a ticket like almost $600, $700 just for 3 weeks for
At
her to
that rate, you
go.
might as well meet them halfway and drive
Yeah,
it.
well, that's what we were doing, but he says he has an older vehicle that doesn't get good gas mileage, so it's cheaper to for him to pay half of a plane ticket. So,
Oh, men.
which kind of leads into our visitation.
Men.
So, her dad lives in Montana because, like, when we split up, his whole family moved to Montana when we were there. So he just kind of stayed there. I moved to North Dakota with Braxton, and then we moved home. And for a while there, her dad, wasn't really around, so we didn't have to do the visitation. And then he came back around. And when we went to court, because he is out of state, I think it was more than 3 hours or something like that. I can't remember the hours, but where he's a 14-hour, like drive away pretty much. They're considered that as out of, well, he's obviously out of state, but we have to do half a summer, which I think all
Yeah, we're
divorced
supposed to do
people do
half a
that.
summer.
So he gets 6 weeks and I get 6 weeks. And then, you know how like most people split Christmas, like you get the first part of Christmas and then he'll get the last, or every year you split
Yeah.
it. Not with ours. So he this year got her all Christmas break.
Which is how long?
Like we did. So they get out the 23rd and they went back to school on the 4th. So he got her from the 23rd and I think he flew her home on the 2nd. Yeah, because he had to go back to work. But so like he has her the whole entire Christmas. Like we don't even see her on Christmas or New Year's. So then this year we'll get her for Christmas, but he'll have her for Thanksgiving. And then we rotate spring break and fall break. So every other year, I'll get spring break and Christmas break, and then he'll get fall break and Thanksgiving break.
See, we only
And
get
then our
like
summer
one
vacation.
day for fall break, so.
Yeah, ours is pretty much a weekend. Like you get out on that Thursday and then you go back to school that Monday. So it's not like too long, but they still consider that as a break here in Utah. So they use that as like his visitation time. But like if you really do the math on it and like look into it, it's about like every 3 to 6 months that he has her up there.
That's not terrible.
No. And then they will, so they'll get the 6 weeks and then he has the option to come down 1 weekend a month. He has to give me like a 30-day notice to make sure that we are available. But he obviously wouldn't be doing that because he would have to drive down on like a Thursday and drive back on a Monday. So there's no point in that.
That would be,
But
yeah. Thankfully, her dad is close, so we don't have to worry about like the traveling. But it's when he's there.
yeah.
Sometimes he is, sometimes he's not. So, and she won't see, so she won't see him for 3 weeks.
So what is your guys' visitation? Because I know Utah, like most of the states are pretty similar.
So she goes, it's supposed to be one night a week and every other weekend. And then, like, we do the Christmas break, we do half and half. But we've moved it around a lot. So it's, she'll spend Christmas Eve at home and then go to her dad's at like noon Christmas Day 1 year. And then the next year, she'll be at her dad's Christmas Eve and then she'll come home at like noon. So we
Okay,
each
yeah.
see her Christmas Day. But then we split. Like, he'll get the first week of break, and I'll get the second week of break. It just depends how we do it. And since he's local, spring or Christmas break in summer, we just, like, summer, we just do what we normally do, where she goes one night a week. And that night during the summer, she stays the night. During the school year, she does not.
Yeah.
So, one night a week, every
And then,
other weekend.
okay, so my parents were divorced when I was younger, and that was pretty much my same schedule as my dad got me every other weekend, and then one day out of the week, and then we split like holidays.
Yeah, that was. We used to go to, my parents were split too. Like, I don't even remember my parents being married. And we would go to my dad's at like noon Christmas Day, and it was just what we always did. And like my parents planned that, my mom and my stepdad actually, their best friend has two kids too with her ex, so they would go to their dad's at the same time so that they could all get together as adults Christmas Day evening and like drink and do all that fun stuff without all of us kids. It was an every year thing.
See, ours switched. So, like, 1 year my mom would have me Christmas morning. My dad would get me at like one Christmas, like night, and then have me the rest of the like
Yeah.
time. And then the next year my dad would have me in the morning, and my mom would have me that night.
Yeah, that's how we kind of, because I wanted to see her Christmas Day every year. So it just made sense to us. And like during the school year, so she'll go over on Tuesdays and then I pick her up on my way home from work. So she's only there for like 3 hours And then Fridays they pick her up from school. And then we pick her up Sunday at 6, usually.
So it's pretty similar to what the Utah in-state one is. It's just the out-of-state, and it makes it so hard. Like Christmas Day, I was trying to like to not show it, but I was so depressed. Like that was my first Christmas ever being away from her. I mean, she's 9 years old. I've had her every Christmas since she was born, and I'm like trying, like everybody's opening presents and they're like, oh, when Payne gets home, like give her this one. I'm like,
Yeah,
why can't she just be like
that's the heart. Like, we usually go to my mom's Christmas night and then my in-laws' Christmas Eve. And my mom tries to plan it around to like where she's with us. So if we have her that morning, we try to do it that morning or something like that. And last year, she was not there, I don't think. And my mom was like, well, we need to bring her out and open presents. So it's just, but you get used to it. I mean, we weren't together when she was born. So we've never had that, like, where we had it all together and then all of a sudden it was just gone. It was just all, it was always like this.
We had two Christmases where we were together, like when we had Peyton, but then her third Christmas, it was our like our first Christmas that I was with Braxton. And because he's also from Utah, he's like, I go home for like the oil field pretty much shut down for 2 weeks. Like I go home for that 2 weeks. And I was like, well, I've not been home for Christmas since I moved. I think it was two Christmases I hadn't been home for. So I was like, I'm going home. So I just told her dad, I was like, I'm sorry, but I'm taking her home for Christmas. You know, she hasn't seen family in over a year. We're going back to Utah. And
Was he
then
okay with that?
we were coming. I think
Yeah,
so, because, you know, he was, I want her to see the family, but I kind of also didn't give him a choice because I'm like, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, like, and I'm not leaving her here.
no, I did.
And I told him, I was like, on our, because we had to drive through his town to get back to where we lived because it was an hour away. I was like, I'll just drop her off. I think we left 2 days after New Year's to go back home. I was like, I'll drop her off and, you know, you could have her, you know, for how many days you want, like a week or whatever, and do your Christmas with her. But where she was so young, she doesn't remember that anyways. And that's what I told him. I was like, she's not gonna remember if it was Christmas Day or
Right,
not.
that's what.
You know?
And Izzy's getting old enough now, like she's 12, and she's starting to like, oh, I don't want to go, or oh, I want to go to my dad's. Like, and that's kind of what. So when I was growing up and my parents were separated, they didn't have like anything in written form, nothing. It was just like, if we wanted to go to our dad's, we went to our dad's. We didn't want to go, we stayed home. It was just like my sister stopped going when she was a teenager, and but I kept going, and it was just kind of what we did. They lived in the same town, so we just went as we wanted.
And that's how it was when I started getting older, because Utah has a thing that once you turn 12, you can make the decision if you want to go or not. And my mom is kind of crazy, we'll say. If she listens to this, I'm sorry, but not sorry. But there was times that like she tried, I mean, I'm going to be real and I'm not going to hide it, but she tried to turn me against my dad at times, and she did not like the fact that my dad remarried and had a great relationship with his new wife. And, you know, she tried to cause a lot of problems between us, and sometimes it worked, but as you got older, like I started realizing what was happening, because my mom has three of us girls and they're all with different dads. So watching my sister and her dad's relationship, I started like seeing what my mom was trying to do. She wanted us to herself with her new husband and just wanted the happy little family, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? And so, you know, once I started realizing what she was going to do or what she was trying to do, I didn't talk to my dad for a couple of months, and I called him up and I was just like, you know, I'm sorry, like my eyes have been opened to, you know, what was going on. And so I started going back, and then when I was, I think I was, it was the summer of my junior year, so I would have been 16. My mom went crazy on me. She found out that I was doing what pretty much any other teenager was doing at that time, and she went very crazy on me. And I just called my dad up one day and I said, "My stuff's sitting on the back porch. When you get off of work, come pick me up. I'm not living here with her." Like, she took my cell phone away. She, like, pretty much put me, she took my car away. My grandpa bought my first car, you know, a little dumpy car. She took my car away that he bought. She was having her police friends patrol my, because I was going to cosmetology through the summer. She was having her police friends, like, going through the parking lot, making sure that my boyfriend's car wasn't in the parking lot because she told me I couldn't see him anymore. Like, I was on full house arrest pretty much. And I just told my dad, I was like, "I'm done. You're going to come and get me. I'm going to live with you." Like, and I didn't even tell her I was moving out. I actually moved out while she was at work. She came home and all my clothes were gone, and
How old were
I didn't
you?
tell her. I was
My
16.
mom would have showed up at my dad's house and been like, "Get your ass in the car now."
Oh no, I can't even remember. My grandpa, because my grandpa lived right next door and he owns like a farm, and he was outside when my dad came and picked me up, and he goes, "Honestly, I've been waiting for this day to come," because like me and my mom, we hit heads so hard all the time, like it was not good. But he goes, "I've been waiting for this time to come for a long time now, and here it is." And I think he was the one who told her, but I can't remember like if she called my dad or called me. But I ended up even going and like dropping my cell phone off at her house and getting on my dad's cell phone plan. Like, and she kept my car. I w actually had to drive because my dad had two trucks at the time. I was driving one of his trucks to like get to school and to work because I was working. And I can't even remember, like, I want to say it was probably 6 months until my grandpa finally got the keys back from her to give me the keys to my car. Like, he goes, "You didn't even buy that car. You don't have any right to take it. Like, it was my car I bought
Oh
for
my
her."
gosh.
And I finally got my car back, and then it wasn't running. So then we had it in the shop forever, and it was just a mess. But I just remember I was like, "I'm done living here. I can't handle you
So did
anymore.
you ever
Like, I'm
move
going to live
back?
with my dad." I did. Let's see. So I graduated. I stayed my whole senior year there, and then I think it was that summer, halfway through the summer, I ended up moving out of my dad's house. I stayed with my grandparents for a minute, and then I just moved in with Peyton's dad. And then that's when I found out I was pregnant with her. And his mom, the house we were living in, she was selling it and moving in with her boyfriend. And Chris decided he wanted to move to Tennessee with his dad, but I was pregnant. And I was like, "I'm not moving in the middle of my pregnancy. Like, you know, you can go and I'll just come when Peyton's born." And so he moved, I think it was for 2 months. And so I moved back in with my mom because I actually didn't talk to her my whole senior year. She showed up at my graduation. I went and took a couple of pictures with them, but like I said, we hit heads. So it was just kind of one of those things that it was just better not to talk to her in a way. And I took some pictures with my grandparents and her at my graduation, and then I went on my merry old way. And it was actually the day, this was looking back on it was kind of mean on my part, but we didn't tell a lot of people that I was pregnant with Peyton until I started showing. I think I was about 16 weeks along when we finally told people I was pregnant. And the way we did it, because I like didn't want to call or text everybody, we got baby bottles and we put a picture of the ultrasound that said it's a girl in it. Like, we wrapped it up and then we put those, I don't even know, little mint candies in them.
Cute.
Like, I don't know, here in Utah
Yeah,
we have them at baby showers
we
all
have
the
them
time. I don't
too.
know about you guys, but I just filled like the bottle up with them, and then we went early in the morning and put them on everybody's porches or mailboxes. Because, like, I was graduated and Peyton's dad was a senior in high school. So, like, we were kind of keeping it on the down low for that situation. But then, like, his family, when they found out, they were so pissed off. But I'm like, you know what happens? Like, it's fine. We've got it. You know, at least I was graduated and working.
You
Like,
were
I
just like
wasn't,
living off
you
him.
know, we weren't still in high school. Yeah. I was like, I make my about this, you know. And I was just scared for what people were going to say. So we just kind of sneakily told everybody. But I didn't drop one off at my mom's house, which she was neighbors with my grandparents, and I put one there, and they're actually the ones who
Well,
told her.
my mom told me I was pregnant.
And she called me crying, and she goes, "I want to be back in your life." And the pregnant emotions were like, "Okay, we'll try again." And
Sure.
yeah. So I lived there throughout my pregnant, well, I lived there for a little bit, but then her and Chris started fighting, and it was just causing too much stress for me. So I actually lived with my grandparents. And then when I had Peyton, we moved back into my mom's house for I think like 3 months, and then that's when we moved to
How did you
Montana.
find out you were pregnant?
Well, I thought I was really depressed between all the stuff I was dealing with in life and like fighting with my mom, and I would get off work and I would just go straight to bed. And so I actually went to a doctor for depression, and he looks at me and he goes, "Have you taken a pregnancy test?" And I'm like, "No, like that didn't cross my mind." I'm like, "No." And he goes, "I think you should go home
Why
and take
didn't
a
he give
pregnancy
you the
test
test
first." And I'm like, "Okay."
there?
I honestly don't know. Maybe to save me some money, I don't know. So I like, well, he goes, "I'm gonna prescribe you some stuff because you're definitely depressed, and this is stuff that you can also take while you're pregnant." But he goes, "I want you to go home and take a pregnancy test, and if you're pregnant, call me back." And I'm like, "Okay." And I just like didn't think anything of it, and I'm
Did
like,
you
"No,
actually like
whatever."
go to
And then
get
the
one
next,
and follow through?
no. I think it was like 2 or 3 days later, like someone else said something to me, and they're like, "You've been sleeping a lot." And I'm like, "Okay, like I guess I just wasn't like I was younger when my moms were, because I got my stepmom and my real mom. I was younger when they were pregnant, so I just didn't pay
Yeah.
attention to that stuff, you know." So I was on my way to work one day, and my friend at work was like, "I'm taking a pregnancy test." And I'm like, "Grab me one too. Like, if you're gonna
Take
take
them
one, I'm gonna
together.
take one." So we actually took them in the bathroom at work on our lunch break. And she's like, "Oh, mine's negative." And mine, like, the line came up right away. And I'm like, "Mine's positive. Like, the doctor was right. Oh my gosh." And I actually called Chris's mom before I even called him. And I was crying. I'm like, "I'm pregnant. Like, what am I gonna do?" But she's a blessing, and I wouldn't trade her for anything. But it was like, it's true. When they say that babies come at, you know, the worst times or the times that you aren't expecting, because I was in a deep depression at that time in my life, and
So
here
me
she
and her
goes.
dad had actually just split up. And like 2 weeks after I found out I was pregnant.
So I just barely got back with her dad when I
But
found
I
out I
was
was pregnant.
so sick and like wasn't eating anything or drinking anything, and my mom like brought home a pregnancy test from church. And was like, take this. But I was like, I couldn't pee because I hadn't been drinking or eating anything, so I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
And like, I went and took it, and I sat on the counter, and I came out. She's like, so? I'm like, I don't know, and went back to bed. But what she,
Like, you go
so
look.
she, I guess she didn't tell me. She thinks she told me. I had previously known. So hopefully she doesn't listen to this. She, so my best friend had her own apartment, and there was always like a group of us that always hung out there. We grew up together, and I'm like, I think I'm pregnant. So they take their happy little butts down to CVS, and they came back with like 16 pregnancy tests. And we just took them. And then I was like, they're all wrong. And so they went and got more. And
This isn't true.
I just kept taking them. And then I sat on her bathroom floor and I cried. And then I started getting si really sick afterwards. But I didn't tell her dad right away. We weren't together. And I was like, he doesn't need to know. And I was prepared to like do this whole thing by myself. But they were like, my mom's like, you really need to tell him. That's the good thing to do. So I told
Right.
him, but I guess it doesn't make much of a difference. So it doesn't really. I mean, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. So it's.
Right. see, with both of my pregnancies, I just took one test and I'm like, it came up positive. There's no lying. Like, but then you see like those people on like TikTok that have like 20 tests and they're all the same. And I'm like, after like two or three, I would have been like, okay,
So I was
I'm
that person
pregnant. Like, this is
with Michaela, my youngest. We were
that took
trying
a lot of tests.
And like, it was for weeks we were trying. And I kept taking tests and they were negative. And I was so, like, I went and got my birth control taken out. And like, I was so mad because I'm like, why are all these negative? So then I go to the doctor and it was like, they took a test there and she's like, oh, it's positive. I'm like, are you free? I just took a test yesterday. It was negative. Like, what? And hers. So I didn't find out by what I took. I found out at the doctor's with her.
See, with Braylee's pregnancy, we were living in North Dakota and I was having like issues with my period and everything. And I had went into the doctor and she goes, it's going to be really hard for you to get pregnant when you want to get pregnant. And she goes, I think you need to be off birth control and you like need to cleanse your body. Cause when I had Peyton, I got right on birth control and I was on it. I think
I had the Mirena, so it was 5 years.
Yeah, see, and I was just taking the pill, but she goes, I think you need to get off of it and cleanse your body because it's going to be really hard for you to get pregnant. And I'm like, okay. And so I went home and I was talking to Braxton about it. You know, I was like, I'm getting off my birth control, but they're telling me that it's going to be really hard or, you know, never going to get pregnant just because of the things that they tested. And so then I was like, I thought I had the flu because it was like right around the flu type season. And my friend just kept telling me, because when we lived in North Dakota, we had like our welding family is what we called it. Cause like we didn't have our family out there. So we had our work family and like we spent a few holidays out there and every night, like one person would cook for all of us. Like we just kind of barbecued all the time. And I just told Braxton, I was like, you know, I don't feel good. I'm not going to go over there. And I was just like dead tired. And then the next weekend, I just, you know, every day I got home from work and I just kept passing out. But again, me not thinking. And after the doctor telling me that, I'm like, oh, I'm not pregnant. Like, you know, I'm like, I haven't missed my period or anything that I know of. Like, it was like right when I got off the birth control. So I thought it was just my body like changing. And then my friend is just like, you know, you've been complaining that you've been tired and that you've been sick a lot. Like, you need to take a pregnancy test. And I'm like, no. And Peyton was with her dad and I was at the house by myself and Braxton was over there. And I'm like, you know, I have one just sitting here. Like, I'm going to take one. And it was in the night. You know how they tell you to like take them in the morning? It's the most accurate. I was not even done peeing. And that line was like there. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, how do I tell Braxton? Like, I just got done like a couple weeks ago telling him I couldn't have kids or, you know, it'd be really hard for us to have kids. And here I am already freaking pregnant. Like, how does this happen? And I just texted him and I was like, hey, can you come home? And I don't know why, but he like drove my car there because I don't know how to explain it. So we lived like in a RV park, like where you park your campers type of thing. And so he was like three rows over, but he like drove my car there because he was also doing laundry down at the laundromat that we lived by. And instead of him driving my car, he comes running. He opens the trailer door and I'm just sitting there on the couch and he's like, what's going on? And like trying to catch his breath. And I just looked at him. And I was like, I'm pregnant. Like, I don't know how else to tell you. And he like walks in the trailer. He goes, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, the test is on the counter. So he went in and looked and he like came out and he goes, you're serious? And I'm like, yeah. And then he like hugs me and then he goes, well, what do we do next? I'm like, what do you mean? What do we do? He goes, well, like, do we go to the hospital? Like, what do we do? And I'm like, no, I'll call the doctor on Monday and like get a doctor's appointment. And I went into the doctor's appointment and I was actually 8 weeks along. And with Peyton, I found out at 5 weeks. And I'm like, I was in denial, I guess, that I could get pregnant. I don't know. But then that pregnancy, I ended up in the emergency room and getting IVs
Me too.
At least every other week. And then At 19 weeks, my water broke, and I delivered her at 20 weeks, and that's a story for
We didn't
another
do all
day.
that, but I was in and out of the hospital quite a bit.
Yeah, see, with Peyton, my pregnancy, like, besides the first couple of months of being sick, like, it was only when I ate hamburger. I couldn't eat hamburger, but the rest of, like, the time I was fine. It was only, like, if I ate anything with hamburger in it, I was sicker than a dog, but the rest of it, I was fine. But I, like, worked up until the day before I had her. But my pregnancy with Braylee, it was a rough
It's
one.
always that second baby.
But then, right, and well, and I was even like, my friend's like, I swear your belly's gotten bigger. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, I swear you're showing. And like, after I went and told her I was pregnant, she's like, your stomach is hard. Like, why didn't you think of this? I'm like, I don't know. But I think because Peyton, I carried her like in my back because I didn't show until I was probably 16 weeks with Peyton. And I was showing right away with Braylee. Like, she
Yep,
was like,
that's
hello,
how
I am here.
So I was 18 with Izzy, and I could wear a hoodie. And like, I had people in high school that were like, oh, did you like lose the baby? Because I didn't look pregnant. And I could just wear a hoodie
Yeah.
and not have, like, nobody knew for the longest time. With Michaela, like, it was, yeah, there was no hiding that. My husband told me I was a weeble wobble.
Right, I worked at a store when I was pregnant with Peyton as a cashier, and everybody's like, oh, how far along have you or are you? And I would like tell them I was like 30 something weeks, and they're
Yeah.
like, you're what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm like 35 weeks. And they're like, no, you're not. And I'm like, I could pop any day now. Yes, I am. Like,
Yep.
I was still wearing my own jeans, like, I could even still button them up. But with Braylee, I pretty sure at like 12 weeks, I'm like, screw this. I'm ordering
Yeah,
maternity
I
pants
was like, I want to
already.
be
Like,
comfortable. I have no
my clothes
reason
weren't
to
already
like
fitting.
look nice. I stayed home.
Right? I worked at a daycare, so I just like wore sweats and a hoodie all the time, and I
See,
didn't
that's
care at
it
that
with
point.
Izzy. It was just so much. It was easier to hide, but I guess with Michaela, I didn't really need to hide it because, and like I told my mom
Right.
with Michaela in a text message because I was like, she's. I'm like 20, I'm 20 years old, and I'm like, she's gonna be so mad at me. And like, and we lived together and we were engaged. Like, she's gonna be mad. I'm gonna be in trouble.
With Braylee, I told, well, I took pictures. I bought Peyton like a shirt that said, I'm a big sister. And then we went and like took pictures. But Braxton, because this would have been his family's first grandchild, he goes, I want to call them. So he called his mom and he called his dad, but he was like scared of what his dad was going to do or say. And he came in after getting off the phone with his dad and he goes, I don't know if that was a good or a bad thing. And I'm like, what? And he goes, he was actually excited. He goes, I was waiting for him to like scream and yell at me, but he goes, he's actually excited. I'm like, that's what I thought a lot of people was going to do when I got pregnant with Peyton, but it actually surprises you what their reaction is.
Yeah, I was.
But my mom, she had me in high school, and she had always said, if any of you girls have them in high school, like, I'm going to be so mad. But even when I got pregnant at, I was 19 years old when I got pregnant with Peyton,
At least you were
and she was still
19.
mad
I
at
was
me. And I'm like,
18.
I'm 19
I
years
was
old. Like,
18, and she told me that I had to go tell my dad by myself. She wasn't telling him that I had to go do it. So she took me to my dad's house and stood there while I told him. And I'm like bawling my eyes out because I was like, he's gonna be so mad. And he's like, well, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. Like, that's what she said too.
there's
She
really
goes, it's,
not
I mean,
like
it's done, it's over with. You're, there's nothing we can do.
yeah I mean, I guess you could, you know, put up for adoption, but if you're in the place
Yeah.
you want to raise them, I mean, but there's no being mad because you can't really
And
take it
they
back
didn't
at
do it
that
to
point.
themselves. It's not their fault that I was
Right.
stupid.
My mom got pregnant with me in high school, And you can say that my grandma raised me, like, because my parents got divorced and my mom, you know, she was still young. She was living at their house and wanting to kind of be in that party mode, which, looking back on life, I think she's still in that mode. I don't think she's ever grown out of that mode. Again, if any of my family listens, it's real life. I'm going to talk about it. If you're offended, I'm sorry. But there's days that, like, I hear, because I haven't talked to
Your
her
mom?
in 6 years. There's just, yeah. Like I said, I have a lot of stories that, like, they would take up, we would be here for hours if I went into them. We'll get into them slowly. We'll slowly progress to there, but I haven't talked to her in 6 years, and I'll hear, like, someone say something, or, you know, hear a story about what she's doing, and I'm just like, yeah, nothing's changed. Like, same old
See,
person.
my parents separated when I was two. Like, I literally don't remember my parents being married ever.
See, me neither. I want to say I was about a year and a
Same.
half to 2 years old too.
And they like they
I was
talk about
super
it and I'm
young,
like,
and I don't remember.
huh?
Because my dad and stepmom, I was three
I
when they
was, I
started
think, five
dating.
at their wedding, my mom and stepdad.
Yeah. Because I was the flower girl at their wedding. And my dad, so when they separated, my dad got with my stepmom, which probably later on I'll start going, like, talking about her as my mom, and then. But just to make it less confusing for now, we'll say stepmom and mom, but that's not how I talk about them in real life. But they've been married, like, they got married and have stayed married, and my mom's been with quite a few different guys. She's been married a couple of times since my parent or my dad and her got divorced, and yeah, it's she's in her 40s, almost 50, and
Partying
yeah, living life.
than
Yeah.
See, my parents are
Pretty
so
much.
like, my dad has, I'm 30, and I only know of my dad being in two serious relationships, and one of those is my brother's mom. So it's like, he just didn't, if he did date, like, we didn't know about it.
Yeah. So my mom got with my, like, of course there's been guys in between this, but so she got with my sister's dad and got pregnant with her, and we're 6 years apart. And then they got divorced, and again there's relationships between all that. And then my mom got back with one of her, we'll call, high school sweethearts, because they dated on and off throughout their junior and high school year. Married him. They got pregnant with my sister, so my middle sister and my youngest sister are 6 years apart. So that makes me and
So
my
me and my
youngest
brother are
sister
12
12
years
years
apart.
apart. Are you? Because then you go on my dad's side, and you've got me and my sister Haley. I think we're about 6.5 to 7 years apart. And then Hannah and me. Because Hannah and Lexi are 2 weeks apart. So if
Like
that
2 weeks
makes
in
Lexi
a
and
few
I,
years,
I've
or
got too
like
many siblings.
legitimately 2 weeks.
No. So my stepmom and my real mom were seriously pregnant at the same time. They
Both by your
delivered
dad?
2 weeks apart.
I'm like,
No.
what?
See what I'm saying is my life starts getting confusing when you start thinking about that. So my mom has three
Right,
of
I
us
remember you
girls with
saying
three
that.
different guys. And then my dad has me with my mom, and then the rest are from my stepmom. Like, the three girls are with my stepmom, and then we adopted my two brothers, which I don't know if I'll get into that or not, but my brothers are adopted, love them dearly. So my siblings age, so I'm 30, so we go from 30 to 15 is the
I
age
couldn't
gaps
imagine,
between all
like,
of us. Yeah,
well,
I
and
still
like
have siblings in high school.
our kids are closer in age with them than you are. Yeah.
Than we are. Yeah. Because when I had Peyton, Hadley was probably, so she just turned 15 in December,
See?
and Peyton will be 10 this
Like, that's
April.
cr
And I'm like, they could have been like siblings growing. Like Hadley and Peyton have a really close relationship because they were so close in age, like, you know, when I had them. So they're kind of, I would say, more
Considering
sibling
it.
type relationship than me and some of
That's
my
fun.
siblings have.
Yeah, my sister and me are 5 years apart, and my brother and me are 12. Like, I would turn 12 in December, and he was born in January.
That's what
But
happens
he
when you
has a
have a
different
friend, I
mom.
guess.
It's my dad's,
Okay, so
yeah.
it's your
And
dad
my
that.
mom and my stepdad don't have any.
Okay.
There's three of us, and we're all my dad's, but we all have the same mom except for my brother.
Okay. See, if when we have another one, I've been thinking about it and I'm like, say I got like pregnant this year or the next year, I'm like, my kids would be 10 to 11 years apart. But I have a friend that had, I think her son was 15 when she got pregnant with her next. And I'm like, I feel like that's not bad because they're able to help you take care, like, not take care of them. But, you know, if you need help, they're actually
I
more
said
able
it's
to help
funny
you
that
than if
he's
you
my
have them
mom's
close
best
together.
friend had the two kids that were like there was the four of us, me and my sister, and then she had two boys, and we were all like I was the youngest, and then my sister and the older one, they met in preschool, and they were like same class all through high school. That's how they met. And then she got divorced and then remarried and had another set of kids, a boy and a girl. And the youngest, the boy, he is, I think he's 19 now. So our older siblings are in their late 30s, and he's 19.
See, and I see with my siblings that they're, you know, they're 15. Of course, when they were younger and I was living out of state, like we didn't really have a relationship. But if, you know, how do you have a young, like a relationship with a younger sibling when you're out of state and like can't come and see them often? But now that we've been back home, like today, I spent most of the day with them helping my sister in her backyard. And, you know, it's kind of nice because like you can have a conversation with them. And it's not like talking about their Lego toys. Like, I feel like you can have a
But that's because
adult
it's a girl.
conversation with them now. But I think,
I just.
well, no, I have my brothers. Because so we were at my sister's house, but I had like, so she's in her 20s. She just had her baby. I think she'll be 4 weeks old this Friday. And then I had my 15-year-old brother and my 15-year-old sister and then my 16-year-old brother, like we were all there helping my sister today. But like when me and my brother would go take the, because we were getting branches out of our backyard and taking them to the dump, me and him would just like jump in the truck and go, and I could actually have like an adult conversation with him. Like, you know, we were talking about him getting his driver's license and what type of vehicle he wants. Like, I wasn't talking about which Lego set he
Sometimes
built
those
yesterday.
conversations aren't
Like,
fun,
you know,
but
you could actually like carry on. I mean, but it's just funner to have conversations that you can keep going and not be like, oh, okay, so
yeah,
do you want to go play at the
that's
park? You know what I mean?
my. I mean, we're just me and my. I don't know. We're just way different. We talk like we all went to lunch on Sunday. Sunday, one of these days, and like. We talk, but it's not like we don't get together and like hang out.
Yeah. And I don't really much like we do for holidays and like with Braxton's family or his mom, we try to get together the first Sunday of every month and just have like a family dinner. And I feel like we kind of do that with my parents depending on the month and like
I
where
like
we're
that.
at in
I've
our
tried to
crazy
like
life,
schedule
but
that, and everybody's just like, oh, I'm busy. Like, well, then I'm not gonna be the only one that
right.
tries, so.
Yeah, see, we will go with my parents. Like, so we have some property out in Grass Creek here, and we go out and spend time out there. Like, we went hunting this year for my deer hunt. So it's not that I don't see my family. It's just, like, lately it's been a little bit more where it's been warm outside. But not as much throughout the winter, I guess you could say, because we're all cooped up in COVID. So my stepmom owns a hair salon. I think I said that last week, and she just didn't want to get shut down. So we kind of did keep our distance from certain people that wanted their distance to like not catch it,
Thankfully,
but
we're supposed to, the 6th, I think, we are going mask free. Yeah, I
so
was
this is
so
the sixth
shocked.
then. Ours is the
Like,
10th.
my husband told me, I'm like, what? I'm like, I did not expect that. But apparently now they're calling for the governors that have taken it away to do it back with it again.
Yeah, no. I like being out and about today. Like I said, I don't leave my house often because I work from home and don't really have places to go often. But like I had to run a couple of errands when I was in Brigham today, and pretty much everywhere I went into, like I would have my
Yep,
mask in my
that's
hand, but
what
I'm like, if
I
people
do.
are
I
walking out
stopped at
without
the
them, I'm
gas
not
station and
putting
I'm
them.
like, I saw a lady walk out and then I walked in and like three people had them on. I'm like, dang it.
Well, I just feel like if there's people that aren't wearing those, I'm not
Right.
gonna put mine on because I'm not worried about it. Like, I swear that we already had it back in January, but you know, it was before it came out and testing. I'm pretty sure we've already had it, but I'm just not worried about it. Like, I work from home anyway, so I'll just quarantine for a couple weeks. Like, it's fine. And that's probably bad to say, but it's okay. If I get it, like, I feel like everybody's gonna get it eventually. So if I
Right.
haven't had it already, I'm
Yeah,
gonna get it at
that's.
some point. But I just, if you care about it, you're wearing your mask. And I wouldn't say I don't care, but I have like anxiety and it stresses me out having it on. So I'm not going to stress myself out if you already are
Have
wearing
not
your
had
mask and you're the
any
one worried
issues
about it.
like whatsoever. And then the last time we went into Walmart, they now have somebody at the door. And I'm. See, that's what
I mean,
confused. I'm
our
like, why
Walmart's
are you
been that way
guys
the whole
waiting till the
time.
week that the mandate's up to put somebody at your door? So
Right.
we told them, no, we don't have masks. He's like, I can't force you.
Always have mine in my. Yeah, like we will go in somewhere and I'm like, Peyton, put it in my purse. If they ask, we'll put
So
them
I'll
on. If
have to
not,
wear
it's
one
fine. Like,
still
just leave it in my
because
purse.
working at the kids' school, schools still have to
Yeah.
wear them, is what it said. But I mean, I'm not super pushy on it with my kids there. Like, if you're sitting 6 feet apart from somebody and you're in your seat, I don't see the point. Like, you're not up in someone's face.
So we were driving, right? We were driving down the road, or driving down the road today, and there was two LDS missionaries walking down the road. One had his mask on, and one didn't. And my brother's like, "If you're outside, why do you have your mask on?" I'm like,
My
"They're not walking
favorite's
six
when they're
feet apart,
driving with
Jacob. Like,
masks
hello." And he goes,
on, and they were
"Well,
the only people in the car.
mine too." He goes, "Well, the one kid doesn't have his on." I'm like, "Well, the other one must be worried.
Right,
Like,
that's
it's
what,
fine, Jacob. It's
and
not a."
I'm over
Me too. And I'm glad that the Utah, like, I don't know if when we go down south at the end of April, if they're still going to be strict on it, because they've been the most strict about the whole mask thing. But I'm kind of hoping not, because I'm like, I don't want to be hiking and freaking wearing a
well,
mask.
if you're
Like, I will
outside,
not do that.
right.
Which I think if you're hiking, you shouldn't have to. Yeah. But it's a state park, is where we're
Even
going to be, so they
outside,
might
though.
still require them. I mean, if you're not 6 feet
When you
apart,
go
then I
into the
don't know. I
bathroom,
guess
you
we'll
have
find
to have a
out.
mask on.
Right? Or if someone's walking towards you. No, I don't think it will be that bad. I mean, we're not going over like a major holiday either, so there shouldn't be that many people. Like, I can see, like, right now with it being spring break, a lot of people are going to request it, but we're not going over
Yeah,
a major holiday. All right, so I always feel like we're gonna record for an hour, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that like seems forever.
I know, I'm like,
But then you like look at the time, and it's already been an hour. Where does the time go?
So it's not just you.
And then we always plan what we're going to talk about, and we like speed through that, and we always have another subject that comes up. So it's fine. I mean, it's real life, right? All right. So I think we should end with our funny get to know you questions again. You want to pick a number first? Yeah.
You have to pick a number.
And you can't read them again. I'll
who
do nine.
Or where would you hunt if you were a ghost?
I would hunt a lot of people. We'll just say I'll haunt the town of Brigham City because that's where most of the people live that I would want to haunt.
Ian. Okay, pick another one. I can do, okay.
Do you want to do every other, or do you want 13. To do two? How much would someone have to pay you to eat a live spider? I thought you were going to say I would eat it for free.
Like run out of my, I don't do spiders.
I feel like you're crazy.
There was actually a jumping spider in my car. I'm at work today, and I almost got out and, like, ran from my car.
Okay, see, I'm that way about snakes. Like, if I see a snake, I'm gone. And I've seen videos lately on, I think it was Facebook or TikTok, of a snake crawling through someone's vent of their car. And I'm like, I would jump out of the car with it, like, not in part.
Like, sorry.
And it would be crashing. Like,
yeah, that's how I am.
I would be setting my car on fire. Like, no.
But my best friend had a snake for a long time. So I kind of got used to him. But I don't do, nope. Spiders are disgusting. And they're not even worth. They're like a worthless animal.
Yeah, see, Braxton hates them. Like, if he sees a spider, he's like a girl and screaming. He's like, babe, get it. And I'm like, calm down, it's fine.
I was, like stretching.
I do the spider killing in my house.
Izzy was standing next to me. She, like, screamed. I'm like, what? And she's like, there's a spider. I said, well, you have shoes on, so step on it and then pick it up with a paper towel and throw it away. It's like, I'm not touching it.
Right. See, and I don't. I just get a paper towel or some toilet paper, and I just squish it and flush it. Like, it's fine. But I was talking to my dad today because, they called me last night and they're like, "Hey, so Dad has to work, and there's nobody else that, you know, can back up a trailer like you know you and Dad can. So can you come help?" That was the whole reason I really went and helped is they needed help, you know, backing the trailer in and out. And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I totally just lost where I was going with this, to be honest with you.
Backing up your truck.
We were talking about spiders. Yes, but there's a reason I went on to that. I don't remember. I'll think about it in a minute.
Okay.
I'll pick a number and it will come to me.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Those are good.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, you get your chocolate and your peanut butter together. That was, like, my major craving when I was pregnant with Peyton was Reese's Pieces and frozen, like, not completely frozen, like,
slushy apple juice.
Yeah, like, you pour apple juice in a cup and you put it in the freezer, not, like, to completely freeze it. Like, it still had to, like, be slushy type. Like, not completely frozen, but not still water. Just
weird.
Slushy. Kind of like a...
Like,
I can't even think of it. Okay, they are slushy.
Yeah,
like,
but
don't
not
you guys
apples.
Have 7-Eleven? Do you go and get, like, a slushy? Well, it's not apple. It's just apple juice. I'm not, like, freezing an apple. It's apple juice. But that was, like, my craving. And then this was, like, another big thing that I should have thought, oh, I'm pregnant with Braylee, is because, again, it was slushies. But in North Dakota, they had a Dr. Pepper slushie. And every morning before work, like I could not function
A
unless
Slim
I went
Jim.
and got one of those and a Slim Jim. Yeah, I had to get a Slim Jim and a slushie to be able to function to work. Like if I didn't stop that morning or I didn't have time, that is all I would think about. I'm like, I have to go get one. Like I need it. It was like an addiction for there for a minute. Lasted like probably the first 12 weeks, and then like even
I've never
before I
been a giant
was pregnant,
fan
that was
of
happening.
Dr. Pepper.
I love my Dr. Pepper. I've got one sitting right here. I had my stepmom go and get me one when she called and she goes, "Do you want a drink?" And I'm like, "Yes, I do." I'm like, "I need my Dr. Pepper." Like, so I go through spurts. I'll like drink a lot of pop, but then I like quit and I start like I'll drink a half a gallon of water a day and like no pop at all. But like so before we went to Texas, it was probably like 3 months straight. I was just drinking straight water. Like I had a half gallon jug that I just carried around everywhere with me and just drank out of that all day. And we even went to Texas and I took my own water bottle and I filled it up every morning. And then I would have like sips of Braxton's drink throughout the day because he would have like a pop. And I'm like, oh, give me a sip of that. No kidding. The week we got home, all of a sudden I went back to Dr. Pepper, but I'll try to drink like at least my smaller water bottle. I'll try to drink one of those like in the evening to take my vitamins and after dinner.
I drink like
But I've
six or
been back on my
seven
Dr.
water
Pepper
bottles a
again.
day. Like 16 ounce,
I mean, that
because
equals
you
up
get
to a
more,
half a
which
gallon,
that's okay. I
maybe
just always have
more.
to pee.
Yeah, see, and I'm still that way with Dr. Pepper. I'm going to the bathroom
The
constantly,
water.
anyways. It's something in the Dr. Pepper. Maybe. I'm still getting my water source. No, I've seriously got my new water bottle. I went and bought one of those
I've never
crystal
heard
water bottles. I'll have to send you a picture. I've got that sitting here and the rest of
of that.
my
Isn't
Dr.
that like
Pepper
flat
from
by me?
earlier today just sitting here. Well, I get the ones that like get flavoring in it anyway, so it kind of already makes
Ugh.
it go flat once they start adding the syrups into them. So it's like drinking a flat Dr. I mean, have you had the
I
cream
don't really
soda
drink a
Dr.
lot of
Pepper?
pop.
I guess you
Makes
don't
me
like
sick.
Dr. Pepper, so you may not have. Well, I've got a cream soda Dr. Pepper now, and I love it. And I was so mad at Braxton. He came home last weekend and he drank the last of it on Saturday. And mind you, I was working a 10-hour shift and like I rely on my Dr. Pepper. I came up to fill my cup up and I was like, "Where's my Dr. Pepper?" And him and Peyton start pointing at each other and I'm like, "Go and get me another one." Like, I am
Go
working
to the
today. This
store
is how I
now.
function. Like, go and get me a Dr. Pepper. I'm like, when you come home on the weekends, if you see Dr. Pepper in the
She
fridge, that is
herself let
mine.
him come
Don't
home.
touch it. Like, right? No, I don't. I wouldn't. So today is his birthday, actually. So we're gonna do a shout out. Happy birthday, Braxton. I called him this morning because he,
Did he
in a
forget
way,
it
forgot
was
about
his
my. He's been bad with
birthday?
birthdays this year. Like, I've had to remind him of. I don't know, because I like. So he didn't call me on my birthday, and I was like in a mood on my birthday. Like, I wasn't going to remind him it was my birthday, because that's his job to remember, right? So it was like 1 o'clock, and he calls me and he goes, "You weren't going to remind you, was you?" And I'm like, "Remind you about what?" And he goes, "It's
How
your
did you
birthday today." And I'm like,
find
"Who
out?
reminded you? Like,
Just
obviously you forgot." And he goes, "I was on the phone to my dad and he asked me what I was getting you for your birthday." And so that whole weekend, I kept reminding him. I was like, "So you got to send me flowers on Tuesday." And he's like, "What's Tuesday?" And I'm like, "My birthday, hello." Like, I reminded him all weekend. And do you think he remembered? No. And then his sister's birthday is like 2 weeks after mine. And he was even with his dad that day. And I text him at like 5 o'clock. And I'm like, "Did you wish your sister happy birthday?" And he goes, "No. It's not her birthday." And I'm like, "Braxton, it's the 27th. It's her birthday."
She
And he goes,
forgot
"My dad
too.
didn't say anything." And I'm like, "Well, maybe he didn't think he needed to remind you." And then the 25th was his mom's birthday. And I was sitting there, and I texted her, you know, happy birthday, because we work at the same company. So I sent her a message through our work IM, and I was like, happy birthday. And then I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I just need to call
just
Braxton
to make
and
sure,
remind him, like,
right?
even if he already said happy birthday, like, just in case. Yeah, so this morning I called him right when I woke up, and I'm like, happy birthday. And he was like, do you work today? And I'm like, did you not listen to me, what I just said to you? Like, and I'm like, did you forget? And he goes, oh, not until my sister texted me like 20 minutes ago, but no, I didn't
Maybe he
think
felt
about it
like
when I woke
short-term
up this
memory.
morning. And I'm like, okay. I think he does.
That's just the
Well,
man.
he forgets like anything I tell him, I feel like. But then, like, I was sitting there on the phone to him, and he was building his work schedule. And I'm just sitting there listening to him. And then, like, his phone would do something or hang up on me. And then I just wouldn't call him back because I was getting ready to leave to go to my sister's house. And he calls me back and he goes, what? You don't want to talk? I'm like,
Like, what's
we're
the
not talking.
point?
Like, I'm listening to you work pretty much. Like, but he's like called me so many times today.
Maybe
He's already
he's
called me
bored.
twice while we've been recording this, honestly.
It's something to do.
I think he is. Or he knows that I'm home alone this week and I'm not working today, so I feel like she's not doing anything better, which I've honestly
Me
been
too.
going
Mine's
since 8 o'clock this
4:45
morning, so.
that I've been on the go.
Yeah, no. I actually think my phone, someone texted me or something at like 4, and my phone was right by my head, and it scared me.
I woke
But
up.
then I went back to sleep because I was pretty tired.
I woke up at
But
4
then my alarm
yesterday,
went off at 8,
and
and
I
I'm
could not go back to sleep.
like, I was planning on sleeping in. Oh, okay. I remember where I was going with my whole trailer story. Now I told you it would come back to me. So last night I was getting ready, like, for bed. I was like laying there watching TV, and my stepmom called and asked me to go help, like, you know, to back the trailer in and out. And I was like, but I have so much I was planning on doing at my house, like, you know. But I'm a nice sister, and I'm like, yes, I will go do it because there's nobody else that can do it, so I'll go help. It's fine. And then I was thinking to myself, I was like, I regret that because I was planning on sleeping in today. And no, I woke up earlier than I normally go to work to go into it. It's fine. I mean, this Saturday we have to go help Braxton. Well, not have to. We chose to help them move out of their house that they've lived in forever. They decided they were buying a house and moving, and they're like, we need help. And so I called her today. I'm like, what time do we have to be there? And she goes, we're starting at 8 o'clock. And I'm like, do I ever get to sleep in anymore? Like, I was up at 2, and I pretty much, so I got home from the airport, me and Braxton went to breakfast, then we drove around for 4 hours looking at house and land, and then he wanted us to go buy a shed, so we drove to Logan, which is like a 20-minute drive from our house, and he impulse bought a shed. And then we came home and he started marking the backyard, and I'm like, I need a nap. And I came in and took like a 2-hour nap. And then he's like, are you ready to go again? And I'm like,
I guess, Mom.
Not really, but I guess. And I can't remember what we went and did, but like, we came home and I started getting ornery, because if I don't get my sleep, I get ornery, and
I
I'm just
like,
hey,
I can
it's time
never
for me to
stop
stop.
yawning.
Like, I'm done. See, and I start getting ornery and irritated. Like, I don't want you to talk to me. I don't want you to touch me. Like, leave me alone. And in his head, he's like, I'm leaving tomorrow. I just want
to
sit and cuddle
well, at
her.
least he
And I'm
has
just
to
like,
be
don't touch
around.
me. So, yeah, it's. Yes. And with him working this job, it's a lot more than normal that I'm like kind of not used to sometimes. And there's days that I'm like, I love you, but I'm used to you not being home during the week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm used to having my personal space again.
Come here.
But then there's days that, like, he doesn't want to cuddle. And
Where
I'm
are
like,
you in the house?
You're a jerk.
I need
Where
to
are,
find
like,
you.
Why aren't you cuddling me? Yeah. No,
we leave for Tennessee.
Well, do you have any
on
fun
Saturday.
Plans for this weekend?
6-hour drive.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that will be
It'll
fun.
Be fun once we're there.
That will be fun.
Well, and I get car sick.
Not the drive, especially with the kids. That's true. I don't know how your kids are, but like Peyton used to be really good like on our long drives, but now that we like don't drive very like far very often, it's always like,
My
Mom,
kids
are we
will
there
talk
yet? And
the
it's
whole
like, Peyton,
way,
we just
or they'll
barely
fight
left.
with each other, or it'll be something.
See, and sometimes in the car with Braxton and Peyton, I feel like I have two kids because they sit and pick on each other. I'm like,
Just tell them,
stop.
don't
Like,
talk to each other though.
it's like having
That's
two
what I tell
kids
them
with
all the
them
time. I'm like,
sometimes.
don't. I tell my kids at work like that too. Like they'll be arguing. I'm like, you go here, you go here, and like don't speak to each other the rest of the day.
Right? I know Braxton's always in the front and Peyton like sits behind him and I'm like, scoot over into the other seat so he cannot touch you. Like, stop. Or I have to look at him and I'm like, son, stop it. And he goes, what, Mom? I don't know why, but he calls me Mom, especially like when Peyton's home. And I'm like, it's weird to me. But then like I noticed my dad does it to my stepmom too. So it just must be a parent thing. But I've like noticed lately he's like, Mom. So I one day I was mad at him and I was like, son,
At your
stop it. Like
age,
if you're gonna act like
please.
my son, I'll call you son. Right? I'm like, quit picking on her. Cause then it gets to the point like they are both, we're all stubborn in our own way, like really bad. But like he will not stop until she's in tears because he's trying to prove a point to her and she's trying to
Oh my
prove a point to
gosh.
him. And I'm like, one of you has got to stop. Like it sometimes it's a little much and I'm like, and then I start getting mad
If
and
that
don't
was
want to
only an
talk to either
option,
one of
right?
them. I'm like, I'm done with both of you.
Just walk away.
Yeah. I'm
What
like,
are
I'm not
you
gonna talk
guys
to you
doing
guys
this
until we
weekend?
get there, so knock it off. Well, Saturday we have to help Braxton's mom move in the morning, and then I think we're gonna come home and prep the backyard because we have to now move sprinklers to put this shed up. He bought an 11 by 30 shed, and he didn't really measure before we went and bought it. And so, like, it fits in our backyard. It was just which way was it gonna fit and which way would be functional to, like, use it. And the way we have to put it actually blocks like one of our main backyard sprinklers. So I'm like, we've got to move that. Because when we bought this house, the yard was not the greatest. So the last 3 years, we've been working on getting the yard back to like where you can actually walk on grass and not have weeds poking you all the time. Like when we moved in, we seriously had the neighbors coming and greeting themselves and like talking how the people before them, like, the grass was not kept up. They had weeds everywhere. So me and Braxton's like, okay, we can't be those. Like, we have to keep our yard good. Like, we have to mow it constantly, make sure it's watering. And it was funny because, like, when they were getting ready to list this house, they were like, or the neighbor was like, I don't even know if your guys' sprinklers work because they were seriously out here with a hose, like, not even using a sprinkler on a hose. They were using their hand watering the grass to get it green so they could take pictures of the house to put it, like, list it. And I'm like, well, that's why the yard looks so good. But like, they were telling us like all the stuff that was happening when the old people lived here. And I'm like, yeah, we're not gonna be those neighbors. Like, when we moved here, or when we were getting ready to move here, I told Braxton, I was like, I've always wanted like beautiful flower beds, so we're obviously gonna keep our yard up. But our backyard, like half of it was weeds when we first moved in. So we've been, working really hard to get the backyard to be kid friendly because we have, lots of little kids that with our friends
Getting
that come
hurt
over
in
and
your
play. And I'm like, I
backyard.
don't want them stepping on sticker weeds and stuff like that. So, yeah. So I told Braxton, I was like, we need to move the sprinkler so it can continue to water
Yeah,
our backyard that
because
we
then
work so
it's.
hard to like get back to life. So I think that's what we're gonna do. And
Oh,
then
yeah, you
Sunday
have
I've
to
gotta go deal
prep.
with the airport again. So wish me luck there.
Why can't he
Yep,
go?
and they won't let Braxton go, so I'm on my own. And I told Braxton, I was like, so they only allow one person in because of COVID, which I think is stupid because if I have to be there so early, like I don't want to sit by myself. But you seriously, like, even for me to go pick her up, I still have to be 2 to 2.5. I'm going to even maybe be 3 hours early just in case I have to deal with the bull crap that I did with on freaking last
That's not
Sunday.
bad though.
But her flight comes in at like 2:30,
Yeah. Just tell
so
her
I
dad
don't
never
have to wake up
mind.
at 2 in the morning again. That's good. I can kind of sleep in.
So you're
I think
happy
I'll
doing
start booking the flight. I mean, there's a couple of times that he's had to have her at the airport at 6:30. So like, it's just if we when you fly her on Sundays, that's like the when they start the flights. So it's not like we could have, because I even was looking, I'm like, if she misses this flight, like there's not another flight today to get her on. I would have had to take off work and take her back down there Monday because they did not have another flight booked. So sometimes it's just the flight that we have to do. But I think with Delta, because that's who we're going to go through, it's going to
We're
be,
calm.
it'll be better. I'm excited to, yeah. You know, she'll have a direct flight, and I'm gonna also do the TSA. You pay $85 for a 5 year, like you're walking pretty much up into the front of the line, like you don't have to wait in that huge line, like it's just a pre-check. I told Braxton, I was like, that would save us so much time and stress. And for $85 for 5 years, like if I'm gonna be at the airport, because you gotta think there's four times within the summer because I have to drop her off and pick her up. So I'm there four times throughout the summer. When I drop her off for Thanksgiving break, I have to drop her off and pick her up. So I'm there quite a bit, you know,
Oh, I
throughout the
would.
year. So
And it's
I think
only
it's going to be worth it
$85.
doing that.
That's worth it.
Yeah, and it lasts for 5 years. Like, why not?
Yeah,
Save me
definitely.
standing in the 2 hour line, but. Oh yeah, I was there was one guy that was like, because the lines collide together through like the TSA where they took us to like get pre-checked to go through like really fast, and then like the regular line. And there was a guy, he goes, I've missed my flight. Like my flight has seriously left. He goes, I have to get back to the gate and get put on another flight because he goes, I was here on time, but standing in this line. He goes, I've been standing in this line for an hour and a half. And I'm like, you know, you always plan on being at the airport 2 hours early. That's what you've always been told.
Oh,
But nowadays, it's
that
like you have
makes
to be
me
there
want to
like 3 to
drink.
4 hours early. I was talking to a girl at work. Like, because I work for customer service, and she was calling in, and she was talking about having to go to the airport the next day. And I'm like, I'm just going to warn you, I was there yesterday, and you should probably be more than 2 hours early. And she goes, thanks for that
This
advice. I'm
makes
like,
me want to
anytime.
vomit.
Like, I will save you the headache. Yeah, but other than helping his mom and kind of working on our yard, because it's starting to warm up, you know, I want to get out and clean my flower beds out because there's garbage. And we had a huge windstorm on Monday. I thought my house was going to blow away like the Wizard of Oz, honestly. So I have like this board on our porch and a wreath on my door. I had to seriously take them off because they kept getting blown over. And my wreath just kept like pounding on my door, so I had to come and take those off. And then the house started shaking. I'm like, "Are we having an earthquake, or is my house like blowing away?"
It's supposed to
I
snow
was
here
getting worried
tomorrow.
there, but then it started to calm down. And I mean, it was. You have fun with that.
I
Keep it over
was
there because I was
yesterday.
actually
I
in
was
a
in a
t-shirt today.
t-shirt,
I mean, mind you, I was
and then
doing
it
heavy
was 50
lifting, but
today and 32 tomorrow.
yeah, I don't think we're supposed to get. I think Monday was like in the 20s, but we've been in the high 40s. Yeah, see, tomorrow we're supposed to be
Well, then I was
64,
looking
Friday
too.
72, and Saturday
It's supposed to
75.
be
So we're
warmer
getting up
here
there.
next week, warmer than it is in Tennessee.
I was talking to Braxton this morning, and he goes, "It is so cold down here." And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, which is weird because like Kanab's like right by Arizona, so it's like warmer out of Utah. And it was
That
actually
is
colder
weird.
down there this morning than it was up here. And I'm like, that's weird. But then they also did get a huge snowstorm down there as we had beautiful sunny skies up
Yeah, I
here.
hate
So
Canadian.
it's been a weird year for the weather, I decided. But
Yeah,
well,
it's
should we
10:30
wrap up
here.
our evening? And next week, see, it's only 8:30 here. I can't sleep when I'm home alone, so I am probably gonna. I have a couple of shirts I need to work on and laundry to get folded, so I'll probably be up until like midnight. Midnight's like, okay, I have to get up
You
for
can come
work in
do my
7 hours. I
laundry.
need to go to bed, or I'm gonna be ornery tomorrow, type of deal.
Me too, too.
No,
You
I
think
have a lot to
Saturday?
get caught up on, so I'll stick to doing my own. Well, you have fun with that. Next week we will have a
I guess you'll
guest on
listen
our
to three of
podcast,
us.
so it will be
Yeah,
fun. I'm excited. Yes, we're gonna listen. She co-parents with her daughter's dad and then her husband's mom. So we're gonna see how they work it out with having
there'd
two
be a
different kids
lot.
and two different schedules. I'm curious because I don't know if I could make that work, honestly.
That will
So we're
be fun.
gonna talk to her about that next week. And I'm sure we'll get lost on another side trail again, like we always do, but it's fine. It's fine. We'll get it. But all
Hey,
right.
have a
Well, you
good
have a
night.
great evening, and we will talk to you next.